Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Sonia Ture, and we're back here again with another episode of we're live here with another episode at the Georgia Connect. The Wit Connect at the Georgia Aquarium. Sorry, I've been doing this all day and I'm mumble jumbled right now. And I'm joined here with Jaya Carter. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You won a scholarship through Wit Connect.
Yes, I did.
So tell me how you came about winning that.
Actually, my mentor, Ms. Sanidia Lynch, actually told me about the scholarship. She told me about an event that was actually held at the State Farm Corporation office. And I went to that event, and it was a coding event. And at the end of the event, they said I was eligible for a scholarship and that I should apply.
Yeah. And then you went on to apply and you won.
Yes.
I know it wasn't that easy.
No. I had to go through a scholarship interview, and basically I just told them about like my passion for STEM and basically why I was interested in going to all of the WIT events and things like that. And I guess they really liked me.
Yeah, I mean, they had to love you actually to win the scholarship. That's amazing. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
So tell me how you became affiliated with the WIT.
I actually became affiliated with my grandmother actually found the program. I've always been interested I've also always been interested in technology, and she just wanted me to find an organization where I could increase my knowledge of technology and things like that. So that's how I found WIT, and I went to many events and things like that, and just my passion and my knowledge for technology just expanded.
So how do you feel about just seeing women in this position? Does it like influence you? Does it make you feel like, yeah, I can be in that place?
Yeah, it's very influential, very powerful. Going to these WIT events, I've been surrounded by so many different women in so many different careers. WIT has taught me so much. I've learned about careers that I haven't even heard of until I even went to the event. So
right.
I would say it's very influential, and just it just feels good being around other women who have the best interest for you.
Mm-hmm. And tell me something that's unique about WIT that someone wouldn't know if they weren't a part of it.
I would say that something that's unique about WIT is that they really give you exposure to different careers in the STEM field. I've been to many events and things like that where they just give you a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is WIT doing to change the narrative of women in STEM?
They're just empowering you and influencing you. You know, you actually get to talk to the different people that come to the events. You know, you can ask them questions. You actually do hands-on activities, hands-on at work, where you're actually learning the different, I guess, coding languages and things like that for yourself. So it's just really good.
So what's the most exciting thing you're excited about tonight?
I don't know. I guess I'm just excited just to see a group of successful women in just one room, just to see all of their accomplishments, and just to, you know, just I guess more inspiration for my career field as well.
I'm not even a woman in STEM or tech, and I am inspired by everything that you guys are doing, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Jaya Carter.
Thank you.
And that's another episode of Women in Technology Connect here live at the Georgia Aquarium. This is Sandy Ture for BRX.